The 2024 Utah elections are going to be interesting, and the person drawing early media attention isn't even a current elected official. Republican Governor Spencer Cox announced this week that he will seek re-election next year. He's not likely to be vulnerable opposite a Democrat, but competition may be brewing in the Republican primary. Senator Mitt Romney is also in cycle, and he promises to make a decision about whether to seek a second term later in the year. In both instances, the subject of the challenger speculation is former Congressman and current Fox News commentator Jason Chaffetz. The Utah system features a party convention where delegates can advance candidates into the party primary. Otherwise, individuals can only earn a ballot position through the petition process. In the convention, a candidate must obtain at least 40% delegate support to qualify for the primary. In 2010, then-sitting three-term Senator Bob Bennett fell short of the 40% threshold and was denied renomination, thus ending his senatorial career. Could the same happen to either Senator Romney or Governor Cox? While Mr. Chaffetz says he will decide later about running for either office, if any, it is unlikely both Messrs. Cox and Romney will be caught off guard, as was Senator Bennett. If the pair of incumbents decide to enter the convention process, expect them to have petitions as a backup in case they fall short before the hotly conservative convention. In any event, expect the Utah process to draw more political attention than usual. Republicans are searching for a Senate candidate in Wisconsin, which has the prospects of becoming a battleground race, as Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin prepares to seek a third term. Businessman Scott Mayer confirms he is considering becoming a Senate candidate, and former Lieutenant Governor and ex-gubernatorial contender Rebecca Clayfish is not yet closing the door on a possible run. One person who will not run is former Governor Scott Walker, who said during the week that he will not enter the Senate race. There's action in some key mayor's races around the country. The Chicago Municipal Contest, where voters have already defeated Mayor Lori Lightfoot, continues to brandish polling showing a very tight contest between former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis and Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson. Mr. Vallis has recently been able to cross racial lines by attracting endorsements from African-American former office holders Jesse White, who served six terms as the Illinois Secretary of State, and ex-Congressman Bobby Rush, who was in office for 30 years. Crime is a big issue in the contest and could be defining. The runoff is scheduled for April 4th. In New Orleans, the recall effort against Mayor LaToya Cantrell has failed. Petition gatherers only qualified 60% of the signatures they needed to force a recall election. The next New Orleans mayor election is in 2025. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.